Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Keep your eye on this. It could have serious long-term consequences for animal agriculture in this country. Next week, a California ballot initiative will be voted on that would prohibit the confinement of laying hens, veal calves and sows, cages and crates no more. The critics pushing the ballot measure want to wipe out what they call factory farms, back to the horse and buggy days. We can't feed the world population without using modern farming methods. When I was a boy, we had 20 or 30 hens. They laid eggs. They ran free in the grass, pecking and eating off the ground. I know I gathered the eggs every day, fed the chickens. We had turkeys and pigs and cows to milk, by hand. I was so happy when my dad sold the cows. I learned a lot, a great way to grow up, but we didn't have the productivity and efficiency to compete and produce in today's modern agriculture industry. A victory in California for the animal rights advocates will, 1, increase the cost of food, 2, open the door for other states to follow the California example and impose restrictions on livestock farmers, and 3, in the end, put us out of business. And then our only alternative will be to import our chicken, our pork, and our veal. They want to tie our hands and dictate to us how to farm. Thousands of jobs will be lost. Food safety will be compromised. Chickens outside are at risk of getting bird flu. Is our food supply going to be safer with chickens pecking in the dirt and their own waste? I've been in modern chicken houses. They sound cheerful to me, all singing and clucking. This initiative is driven by wealthy elitists that have very little understanding of how modern agriculture works. The simple fact is, unless the animals are comfortable and content, they will not produce efficiently. Unhappy animals are a money loser. Well, let's hope that sound science and common sense can top emotion in this critical vote. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.